idea was born basically out of two impulses. The first one was my own experience as an undergraduate student, sitting in a large lecture class with hundreds of students. Even sitting, say, in the fifth row, it was often difficult to see the teacher with their molecular model. And this gave me the idea. Nowadays, we have such great technologies, such as mobile devices, and almost every student has one. Couldn't we make some kind of visualization of molecules so that every student, or virtually every student, can have a molecular model basically in their hands to look at, to manipulate, and to understand the properties of molecules?
And the repository will also have a quantum mechanics component, is that right?
Many properties of molecules are governed by quantum mechanics, but that many researchers would be interested in looking up those properties, as well as students, but so far no database existed to just look up these properties without having to recalculate them. So we just decided we were going to put our two ideas together. We were going to make a database of the quantum properties of molecules, which then both researchers can use to look up these properties and use them, but also educators to then implement visualization for their classes.
Why is 3D visualization so important to studying molecules? Why is that necessary?
These are difficult to visualize because, for example, when we draw them on the board or if we have them in a book, we naturally just have a two-dimensional view. But in reality, these are three-dimensional objects. So it's much more natural to have something in front of us, such as a touchscreen display, where we can take our finger and we can rotate the molecule and thereby get something like a real impression of the three-dimensional nature of this molecule.
Is this just for Pitt students, or can others access it as well?
No, this will be accessible everywhere, free of charge, and I think this is one of the great strengths of this project. Basically, the whole scientific and educational community is going to benefit from it. We hope that with this type of technique of visualization on mobile devices, basically every large lecture class and any chemistry-related class, and you can imagine chemists, engineers, physicists, biologists, pre-med students, all of them have to understand some chemistry, will be able to use this repository.
And how will students be able to get the 3D models during class? Let's say a teacher is talking about it. How will they be able to access the information?
There is this great invention of scannable barcodes, for example, QR codes. Many people have already seen them. They're almost ubiquitous nowadays at bus stops or in magazines. It's just this little barcode that you scan, for example, with your cell phone or your tablet, and then it will link you to a website that then displays information. And that is basically the information delivery scheme that we are thinking about as well. And we have a prototype that works exactly the same way. We have lecture slides, or we have lecture handouts or lab handbooks that have QR codes printed on them. The students just need to scan them, and they're taken to this 3D model for the particular molecule that's being discussed. Another part that is really important for this repository is to make the web interface as simple and as intuitive as possible, so that also, you know, the people who have not grown up with computer technology or mobile devices can use them and very easily can embed these types of QR codes into their educational material.
So when do you think the repository will be up and running?
Probably by the mid of this year, we should have a working first version that will be openly accessible.